You know, I got to say, welcome into Mail Encounters of the Lifetime. We're once again live at Traeger's in beautiful Farmington, Traeger's Bar, in beautiful Farmington, New Mexico. And, you know, Ken is like indisposed. I don't know how else to put it, but he's not around. So I asked Barbie to come down and sit with us. And then, of course, I couldn't resist having Julie come down and run sound. But she jams off to Eric's music way, way too much.
Love me some Eric Campbell.
Yeah, no kidding.
I thought it was just hard enough, really. You jammed out just the right amount.
Just the right amount?
Yeah, perfect.
You know, and I have no way of knowing whether they turn off after so many seconds of listening to music without anything being said. I have no idea, but I don't really care one way or the other. So anyway, I got Barbie, Babs, Barb, I don't know. You've been on a couple of times.
Multiple.
And yeah. I think you've been on the Female Encounters of the Lifetime as well. And we're trying to get you to do your own podcast.
I probably shall.
Is it going to be like Babs Spews or?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know what you're going to call it? Babs Sam's Off?
Babs of Spews? Babs Reviews and Spews. I can tell people.
Babs Unfiltered.
Yeah, give them life advice. I like unfiltered. Babs Mildly Filtered. We need something, though. There's got to be like a mild leash. But I definitely am.
When you have your own show, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to inspire people. You want to talk about real things. You want to give good advice, too. But you also, I mean, things are funny. And it's
well,
the way
you don't
that,
listen to my show at all, do you? I don't do any of this.
Well, that's your podcast. My podcast is going to be far more successful, and we don't do that on my podcast. Not that we judge either, because we don't. We don't.
No judging.
Okay. Yeah, no, we don't do that ever. As people, I think is like a bad habit.
Well, I really, I don't have anything at all to discuss. Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. I like doing that, especially when Julie's running sound, because she just thinks about
everything.
No. That just makes her more organized for Falcon, for the Female Encounters. So the last time they were there, they had this whole outline, and Felicia showed up with a list of notes. So I was like, wow.
Did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
and that is so un-Felicia too.
That is. I'm stunned. I know you both, and I mean that seemed a lot Julie and not very Felicia. So that was awesome.
I have to tell you that I highly recommend that you catch the show, because it was one of the kind of shows that I don't remember what we ended up calling it. It's not the boob sweat one. It was.
No, boob sweat happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Boob sweat was the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to, boob sweat's coming out, yeah.
My boobs have been sweating.
Oh, the last
all
one
year
that was released.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was bucket list stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Bucket list stuff. And so.
The last one we recorded.
Yeah, the one we just recorded, stuff. Yeah. And so I found myself. And this is the. Because I said something afterward. I said, wow, I wanted to talk I just kept wanting to jump in.
Right.
And Julie started apologizing to me. I said, no, that's what you want. You want the listeners to be sitting at home, listening to it or driving or whatever, and want to say something,
sure.
Right?
Want to be a part of it.
Want to be a part of it. Yeah, be engaged. Sure. And so that's exactly what I thought that they did. They did a very good job of it.
Good. So your bucket list, what's your number one?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Well, since you didn't get to talk.
They asked me my bucket list one, and, you know, I'm probably going to say something different than what I said on there, because it's a moving list. I did say the one that I had forever was to go to Graceland.
Sure.
And I got to do that. And the nice part about that one was my son, I took him in July. His birthday he's my big gulp baby. He was born in 7-Eleven. Not in 7-Eleven, but on 7-Eleven.
Yeah, sure.
And we left the week before his 11th birthday because I wanted to ride in my car blaring Paul Simon's Graceland.
Oh, sure.
Because one of the verses in there, he says, my traveling companion is a 10-year-old and blah, blah, blah. We're headed to Graceland.
Yeah.
So we had that blaring in the stereo going to Graceland. So I made that was a major bucket list thing for me.
But what now?
You know, that's a great question.
New list.
New hip is that, you know, that is the focal point of the whole thing is the new hip.
New list. I mean, you'll be able to expand on what you can or what you think that you will or want.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, my daughter-in-law, who her and my son were here helping me through surgery.
Sure. Yeah.
And she is like second in command at the largest indoor climbing gym in Arizona.
Awesome.
And I'm deathly afraid of heights.
Sure.
But I have made up my mind that I'm going to scale that wall.
Attempt. Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah. I mean, everything doesn't have to be so huge to be on your bucket list. And to conquer something you're afraid of is huge, though.
Yeah.
And climbing walls are very safe. And you're tied and you're.
Right.
But, I mean, we can't be afraid of things that we don't do. We can't just say, well, I never do that and I'm afraid of that. But we do, you know, afraid of heights. We're afraid of falling, of course. I think that's not drowning. If you think about it, how do you get right out of the water, you know?
You know, I've never, that's funny, because I've always felt like a fish in water. I've never been afraid
too.
Of drowning.
I love water.
I used to, when we went to, my folks, we had a boat when I was younger, spent the summers in Navajo Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mom would scream at me to get a life jacket on. I'm like, Mom, I don't need a life jacket. I don't need no stinking life jacket.
But see, and there's other people who do hikes who are just deathly afraid of water.
Yeah.
So it's just no. But it's good to experience a little slice, I think, of what your fear is. But to be able to stop when you're, to say, okay, I do not like this. Or
right.
I do like this. Because just because you set it as a goal for yourself doesn't necessarily mean you have to rigidly be upset with yourself if you don't hit that goal.
You know what a funny thing is? Talk about being afraid of heights. I used to jump off the cliffs, then the higher the better at Navajo.
Sure.
And it didn't bother me to get up there to jump off the cliff and all that kind of stuff because I was going into the water. I felt safe. But, you know, like to climb a ladder?
It's a lot.
I guess if it was around a swimming pool, I'd be okay.
Climbing's not so bad, but just the turning around and coming down.
Right.
So I'm like, that's cool. I guess I'll just stay up here then. You know, you go up and up. You can go up and up. And up, but then turn around and try to come down. Yeah.
Yeah. I will. So let me ask you this. What have you not done anything you would like to do?
I've done a lot of things I'd like to do. My big goal when the kids were young was to take them to Disney World and to the beach. I did that. You know, like you said, you go, it evolves. But now I want to do everything. I really want to try a lot of different things. Sure.
No. I think that sure. I'll draw the line at skydiving. I don't think I skydive.
Well, I mean, you don't jump, and they're skilled.
Sure.
You know? So, I mean, yes. But if I had to jump myself, you wouldn't be able to pry me out of there. But if somebody else will lift off, then let's go.
You just want a man touching your body.
I'll take a lady, too. I don't care. I want the best instructor there. Male, female, in between. A fish could jump with me if they're good at it. Absolutely.
That'd be a big fish.
So, but you know, like there's a lot of things. I'd like to see different countries, just explore culture. I think that's a beautiful thing.
I've never been overseas. I think I'd like to go overseas.
Yeah, I've never been overseas.
What country do you want to go see? What's the biggest country you think you'd ever want to go see? Or not the biggest, but...
Hungary.
The number one. The country Hungary?
Hungary, yes.
Really?
Yeah, where my great-grandpa was born, his village.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's an old joke, too, about... You know, Turkey fell into Greece and Hungary ate it.
Yeah.
So Hungary.
Hungary.
I don't even know where exactly is Hungary compared to Greece, Turkey, and they're all together
over there. Yeah, over there, over in the terror area right now. Really, I mean, it's not.
Yeah. How far is the Ukraine from that bunch?
Real close.
Wow.
Real close. So yeah, I mean it's a beautiful countryside from what I've seen on pictures and stuff.
So you're part Hungarian.
I'm Hungarian Slavic.
Is that where the red hair comes from?
It's crazy. That's box. That's box. That's box. I'm not sure. Maybe China.
Actually, that's not red. It's more, what would you call that? That's not chartreuse. That's green. So.
Yeah. You know, doesn't chartreuse seem like a red color to
it
you?
Does.
I've thought that my whole life.
Yeah. No.
Like, every time I see it, it's like Patron green, and I'm like.
Yeah, somebody told me, showed me one. Hey, this is. I said, what color is that? Chartreuse. I said, no, chartreuse is red.
Yeah, weird. I always. Duh. I'm glad you say that because I've always felt that was a very weird. I would call it.
Magenta.
Magenta. Merple.
Merple. I like that even better. Magenta. Man, magenta. I came up with a big word.
You did. That was amazing.
Thank you.
And it was a color, too.
Yeah.
Are you going to do math in a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Give me something.
That'd be amazing. How about, are you good at math?
I was in school. Algebra, but not geometry.
Sure.
I could not. I hated geometry.
See, I don't like algebra.
Well, yeah, see, everybody I know is the opposite. They love geometry but hated algebra. I was an algebra geek.
Love is a strong word.
Well,
I mean,
she just said she loved geometry. I heard her.
I loved geometry. I struggled with algebra until it finally clicked. But geometry, I loved it.
I hate the math.
Geometry isn't as much math. And see, I'm not a crazy about math either because I'm not a left brain person. But geometry is new shapes and angles.
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
Like that,
sure.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, but you like rocks too.
True. True.
I do. They don't talk back.
Oh, solid point.
And you thought you have an back. Office of realtors?
Yeah, that. Weird. Yeah, you talk about not talking back.
Second career.
Okay. All right. First, no talk back. Second, talk
a lot
back.
Of talk
all
back.
The, all
yeah,
the
everybody
sass.
Talk back.
All the sass. But I think, yeah, I want to go there. I mean, there's a million other places I would go as well. I'm not opposed to anything. Like, if somebody said, I'm going to Russia, I want to go, I'd probably go. Why not?
I wouldn't mind seeing that. I think what I would come up with, though, my dad was in Japan. I think when I was born, actually, he was in Japan. I'm not sure that's why I want to go to Japan, other than I think the food is interesting.
Sure.
But the culture, everything about, and I wouldn't mind going to one of those houses where the geisha girls.
Geisha girls are amazing.
Geisha, yeah.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
And such, yeah. So lovely. The culture, it's yeah. Culture. I would love to go to a market in China, you know, and just see the medicines and the foods and the herbs and the, you know, just culture. I would like to see everything I haven't seen. So, I mean, that's pretty easy.
Nobody's over there. We just have a minute to talk.
I saw that. Yeah. I was like, why has that guy got to stay over there?
Julie gives us the 1 minute sign.
With Ken, I go like this.
Okay. I suck as a Ken. But I make a hell of a Barbie.
Ba-dum-bum. All right. Well, listen, we'll take a break. We'll talk some more. We'll see if we can't figure out some more about Barbie.
Oh, boy.
And we'll talk about your show, too.
Hey, why not?
David and Ken need to take a little break. Sit tight and listen to some sponsors.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Okay, strap yourselves in. They're back.
You know, okay, so Julie has been beating up that, Julie and Felicia both have been beating up that Ken Collins Marketing. I mean, but I don't think what you guys realize is that was his whole plan behind that, was to make it irritating enough to make people talk about
it.
And remember it, that's right. But this, what you said off mic, we gotta put that out. Ken, pay real close attention to this, because I think this is important.
Ken, I want you to know. I want you to know it.
We have a sponsor for you.
It even irritates my dog bad. So when he hears it, he barks. And I think that's hilarious, but I'll be like, oh no, here's Ken's commercial. And then the dog's like, rrr, rrr. I just laugh, but it works. You know that it's KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Oh,
look, I just plugged you too, Ken. I'm such a good fill-in. What?
Yeah, because I don't let him plug himself.
No, but every time...
I would. Oh, ba-dum bump. I don't have it, ba-dum bump.
Oh, no.
Do we have a ba-dum bump?
Yeah.
Well, we do. Okay. Rimshot. Yeah.
It's so funny. I just always think that's so funny because I do listen to your guys' podcasts, and the commercial does come on, you know, every time.
Yes.
And it does irritate the dog. So that's funny. He won't be doing any marketing, or maybe. I don't know if he'll work with Ken, though.
Well, I think what Ken needs to do now is go see some, like, a kennel or something.
Sponsors
yeah,
for marketing.
For
sure, him and Chewy could sing together. It'll be great. It'll be great.
What's your dog's name?
Chewy.
Chewy, like Chewbacca?
Chewbacca, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
He's furry.
Are you a Star Wars? Well, I saw pictures of dogs today. I know you lost.
Yeah.
Just lost one.
You sure?
But it wasn't Chewy that you lost.
No, Chewy has all the hair.
Yeah.
I did not name him Chewy. I inherited him as a Chewy. And because I would have named him something cooler, like Falcor or something.
What's not cool about Chewy?
I mean...
I love Chewy. I used to be able to imitate him.
No, you missed it, though. What happened to it?
My underwear is not tight
enough. Oh,
or maybe my underwear is too tight.
You didn't get that.
It's a growl. It's a guttural thing. It's way, way down in there.
It is.
I can't.
But he's cool. I mean, he's cool. And it does fit him because he does look like a little light-haired Chewbacca. So it's funny. He looks more like an Ewok, I guess.
Yours sounded more like the Eartha Kitt Catwoman.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Right? Both of us were all, whoa, hey.
I didn't know, Barbie, that you...
I didn't. I got myself in the loins. Oh, my.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. So what did you watch when you were younger? What was your favorite? Did you have any superheroes?
Did we have... Yeah, we had superheroes. I'm not that old.
No. Your own personal superhero.
So Wonder Woman was like it. It was big.
Did you have the Wonder Woman... underwear?
PJs, with like the little,
We got my daughter when she was, I think, 4 or 5. We got her the Underwoman.
What is the matter with you?
I need another beer.
Okay.
The Wonder Woman underwear. So
sure.
The panties and the little
top. That's what I had. Yeah.
The underoos.
It was underoos.
Absolutely it was, yeah. So that, you know, but we watched Land of the Lost.
Yeah, I didn't
stuff
get
like
into that much.
You know? But cartoons were like my thing. I liked
Popeye.
Popeye was not it for me.
Popeye to this day is why I eat spinach.
I love spinach.
It makes you strong to the finish.
Wow. You made me snort a tiny little, all right, to the
so
finish.
Right, as long as I didn't make you pee a little.
We don't.
Because that happens to me when I get excited.
Absolutely.
A little bit of pee.
We've been excited twice, so you've...
not that much.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you looked excited a minute ago. Oh, no. Julie, is that your job to change?
No.
The finish? The finish? That's super fun. But no, I liked Tom and Jerry and stuff.
I like Tom and Jerry, yeah.
The Smurfs.
Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse is here to save the day.
Yeah, remember Cartoon Network, you know, had all
we
that.
We didn't have Cartoon Network when I was a kid. Never even heard of it.
You missed out. Missed out. So, what did you watch?
Cartoon-wise?
Well, even just
Popeye. Well, as
they
a
had
kid,
TV when you
Dallas,
were a kid?
Dallas when I was
Dallas.
Yeah, first married. Oh, not when I was a kid, but when I was first married. I never missed an episode of Dallas.
Dallas. My grandma used to watch
JR. Oh yeah. Oh.
What was the not Days of Our Lives. And then when I had my kids, I watched it. And I'm pretty sure Stefano's still alive.
You know, I'm trying to remember one. There was a soap opera that I came home at noon every day to watch. All My Children.
All My Children. Yeah. That's competitory
what
to Days
the
of
evil,
Our Lives.
What was the evil woman in that show? I loved her. Do you remember who I'm talking about?
No, because I watched Days of Our Lives. Yeah. Let's just really make sure that we get that. Mean. Yeah, my grandma always watched like General Hospital and stuff. I remember that, you know. And,
yeah, Luke and Laura.
Sure.
That was in General Hospital.
And yeah. Movies were a big deal. You know, remember when movies were a big deal to buy a movie or get a movie?
Oh,
I miss
yeah.
that, you know, like that excitement. And it's the movie of the year, you know. Now you can have it on a phone. Everybody can make a movie, a song. There's no premiere.
You know what's funny? Have you ever seen the movie Born to be Wild?
Yeah, yes.
With Peter Fonda sure. and Dennis Hopper. Well, that came out when I was a teenager going to the drive-ins, right?
Right.
And so my dad was pretty strict with me, but I could go to the drive-in. But my mom says to me, I don't want you seeing Born to be Wild, son. That's not a good
Too
movie
much.
For you. Yeah, that's
Too
not
much.
A good movie for you. So since she told me she didn't want me to see it, I to this day I have not seen it.
Really?
Yeah, so it's that's a bucket list thing for me, but at the time, if my dad had told me he didn't want me to see it,
you would have seen it.
Oh my God, I'd have snuck out and got to see it. Absolutely.
How precious is that, though? That your mom said don't do it, and you said okay. And
yeah, she very seldom didn't tell me not to do anything.
Right.
You know, but dad was the enforcer. But yeah, when she said it, I thought, oh, it must be serious. So I won't see it, Mom. I promise.
Aww.
As a matter of fact, you know, a few years before she died, she asked me. So,
have you seen that movie?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she did. Have you seen Born to be Wild?
She meant to. She's a little boy.
And I said, Mom. And actually, I was with a girlfriend at the time. I said, Mom, I haven't. I haven't. And I don't know whether it's because you told me not to go see it, but I haven't seen it since you told me.
So what was your first cinema experience ever?
It was a drive-in, and I had a convertible, a Plymouth Valiant convertible, and my buddies, I could get two people in the trunk.
Sure, sure, and beer, too.
Yeah, well, sure. The beer we kept in the back seat, but the guys would get in the trunk, because they didn't charge, you know, I just throw that over blanket, over that,
and
they would never see it, but, you know.
That's so funny,
but they started just charging by the carload, but back in the early days,
by person,
yeah,
really?
When you pull it, yeah. And so my buddies were, and the nice part about this Plymouth Valiant convertible that I had, which is major, I thought it was a cool car, but it was a major geek car for sure. But they could crawl. I didn't even have to open the trunk. They could crawl from the back.
From the seats. Wasn't
back,
that nice?
Yeah, and get in the back seat and then into the front. So, yeah, I took, usually it was just me and another guy, but sometimes we'd have a third.
Right.
You know,
my friends all had old cars, old big Mercurys and like Lincolns, you know. And you could do that. You could climb from the front to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I never tried it with my folks' car when I go to the drive-in because, you know, it seemed like it was too much trouble. I didn't know how to get the seat down, none
right,
of that stuff.
Right.
So, but I know nowadays all the seats fold forward. You can very easily sneak somebody in the drive-in, but where are the drive-ins now?
Right.
Nowhere
right.
to be found.
Sure.
Did you do we used to take girls to, or I'd take a date to the drive-in and we never saw a movie.
Right. But you'd go there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Spend a lot of time in the back seat,
right.
steaming up the windows. I don't know how we could have watched a movie.
I wasn't that old when drive-ins came. I wasn't steamy window old at drive-in time. But you remember the drive-in used to be by Furs?
Absolutely.
And my mom dated a gentleman that lived over
Valley
there.
Valley Drive-In.
And he used to let me climb up on the roof and watch the drive-in. Which was pretty cool, but I did do drive-ins and the new Star Trek at the drive-in. I took my kids when they were little and stuff, but my first movie was E.T.
E.T.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was cool. I mean, I was blown away. I was like 8 or something then, you know, big Gremlins, you know, things like that. But
yeah, those were a little after my time. I will tell you that I was married and we didn't have any kids. We were quite young. The Allen Theater downtown Farmington.
Sure.
Jaws first came out.
Absolutely.
And the place was packed. And my wife and I went. I'm not sure we were married. We might have been. I don't know when the movie came out for sure, but we might have been. But sitting next to us was a couple. And the guy was sitting next to my wife, and he had a baby sleeping on his lap.
Sure, sure.
And you remember that scene where the head pops out of the boat?
Yeah.
Everybody in the theater jumped and screamed,
sure.
Right? But he threw that kid on the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was like, he jumped, and the kid went to the floor, and I'm thinking, oh, crap, now we're going to have to listen to a bawling baby.
And it didn't.
The kid, I don't know, maybe 3 years old, crawled back up onto his lap and passed out.
So it's like, okay.
Linda and I looked at each other and went, wow.
Wow, okay.
When we have kids, I hope they're like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids weren't quite like that. But I did sleep through a lot of movies that I took my kids to. You get warm and comfortable. You know, you work a lot of jobs to pay for those. I guess it takes $900 to go to the movies now.
Oh,
like,
no,
it's
kids.
Crazy.
Thing of popcorn's got to take a mortgage out on for
you're
a thing
crazy.
Of
They're crazy.
I want to talk about one more movie that I saw before I got out. Well,
I don't
even
think
I was
so.
High.
Ken would say no. I feel it right
and
here.
Ken
My
never,
Collins in me Ken, said nah.
Ken would never say no to anything I do.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's do it.
Yeah. Well, you want to do the same things that I've done with
you
Ken
that
in the
Ken,
back.
He committed you, so.
You want to do the same things that I do with Ken in the back of my car?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I really do. I want the full experience. I mean, I'm not one to shy away from experiences. I thought we just said.
All right, so I'm a senior in high school.
I'm interested.
And my face is turning red. Okay. Well, all right. So wait, hold on. We don't have enough time for
okay,
you to tell
one
a story.
More movie though. What is it?
Well, I'll tell you when I come back. It's, okay. It's the one with that Woody Allen did. It was everything he wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Had a big booby on it somewhere.
Right.
Anyway, I'll tell the rest of the story when we come back. We're going to take a break.
Booby.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty break. Here, check out some sponsors.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.org.
All right, bladder's emptied. Here's David and Ken.
It doesn't matter.
It's way better than another one I've learned.
All right, so Woody Allen's, I don't know if that's what it, I think it was.
I think it was. Everything you wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask.
Right.
I believe that
came out in the late 60s, early 70s.
Sure.
The Cameo Theater was new
Holy
in town.
Holy smokes.
Now listen to this. It was new in town. Sounded like I was doing a commercial.
Right.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Sounds like the commercial I do for Desert River Guides.
Tell us, Bill.
But it had rocking chairs.
So
they were padded and you could rock. And yeah. I love, but
no
see,
way.
Yeah.
Rocking chairs.
Yeah, they weren't that comfortable. I mean, they were more comfortable than the regular theater chairs.
That's crazy.
The ones now, you know, they have those recliners and
want to pass out.
Yeah. But anyway, the only reason I went with my best friend at the time in high school, which was a guy, but I knew that the girl that I was interested in, who I eventually ended up marrying, was going to
be there.
Right,
of
with her friends.
Of course.
My dad would have kicked my ass if he thought I had gone to that movie to begin with.
Sure.
But we got in, and I'm not sure how, because I'm sure it was rated R.
Absolutely. I don't think they cared then. But
well, you know, they didn't ask for ID.
Sure.
You know, I don't, and I might have been 17, so that might have worked
tall,
okay.
Like, and
well,
stuff.
Yeah, I was buying booze, and I was in bars when I was 18, 19.
Sure.
Anyway, so we go, and We get there, and she shows up. And she's like, "Oh my God, you're here!" And I'm like, "Yes, I am. What are you doing here?"
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I was like, "What are you doing here?"
Surprised.
Yeah. She goes, "Well, I thought I said I was going in class because we had French class together."
Right. Ooh la la. And that was such a ooh la la movie too. Such a naughty. Like, that was so naughty for the time.
I was so freaking embarrassed the entire time I sat there just.
The boob made you so mad.
Oh my God.
Because you get embarrassed.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was just like. And my buddy just kept elbowing me. No, I don't want to look. I don't want to look. Don't let her think I'm looking. Don't let her think I'm staring.
I watched that movie, and it was very racy for the times. Very a lot
oh,
of
it
comedy.
Was.
Super funny.
Oh, I know. I have to see it again because I know I missed 2/3 of it.
Sure.
Because I was so afraid she was.
It was a lot. That was like your first, like, almost like sex ed kind of movie. You're like a boob.
Yeah.
Or like, do you remember Heavy Metal, the cartoon?
No.
Oh,
I didn't get into those kind of. Yeah.
We're having such an issue right now trying to. Me and you. Do you
meet in a certain place?
I know. You and Ken do so much better at this.
Listen, but see.
That's what makes diversity and wonderfulness.
Exactly. Do you ever listen to the Wake Up Call with Ren and I?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, see, she's 27. I'm 60, going to be 67. So there's 40 years. Holy crap.
Why would you not want the perspectives?
Well, that's why I've invited her, because she's super intelligent for one thing. But it's that difference that, you know, I want to know what her generation. So, yeah, there's a couple of generations between the two, between you and I.
Absolutely. And we get along just great. But I'm
a good actor.
Oh, are you? Pulitzer. And the Pulitzer goes.
No, I love you, Bobby.
I can never ever tell when people don't like me anyway.
No, I love you. I have looked for the switch. And I'm sure that
it's
Julie
off at the nighttime.
Yeah, Julie has too.
At the nighttime, I'm a lot.
You are.
Yeah.
You're a lot to handle, but you know, you're a wealth of information as
I'm
well.
A 1976 muscle car, baby.
I would.
A lot to handle, but okay on the curves.
That's right.
Doesn't get shit for gas mileage, though. Really, it's bad.
And in these times,
you can't drive this.
You're not
I'll
too
tell
bad
you.
On the eyes either. So
not
that
too,
that's got to help. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, muscle car.
You know, and I'm going to tell you something else, and Julie doesn't have to chime in. She can.
I hope she does.
But this is probably the quietest I've ever heard you. Honestly, you're like going 90 miles an hour all the time.
I am. I do feel calm today. Relatively more.
Yeah?
Yeah, center or something, yeah. But I'll go crazy. I'll go nuts. But
I love you to death.
I like to enjoy life. I like to.
Well.
To tell people that I appreciate them.
Let's talk a little bit about that conversation today that you and I had.
Sure.
Because you were talking about, and I wish I could remember exactly, but it was about people accepting you the way you are. And
sure.
Are you accepting yourself the way you are? And,
well, I think it's where they meet in the middle, like the way that people accept you. I've lived here most of my life. And so people see me in many different versions of different times that they've known me through decades and even myself, and I've felt different ways about myself through times. But you kind of got to meet them in the middle, because sometimes it's you that believes that you're not good enough, and sometimes it's the way that people make you feel. But mostly I think we project what we feel, and then we try to say, oh, people don't like us, or oh, people don't this, but that's how we feel uncomfortable.
You know, it's interesting, because I respect that. When I was your age, I was very careful about what I said and how I said it.
Hold on, because I'm
trying to compliment you.
Okay.
Because I wish that I would have been more like you at that time, as far as being vocal about what I felt and how I felt about something.
Right.
I think I might have even gone, and I've thought about this even before this conversation, but I think I might have even gone further in management, because I was, you know, I held back.
Right.
And then, and what
We're
I've noticed.
Afraid. We're afraid.
I don't know that I was afraid. It was just, you know, I was the breadwinner in the family, and I was making good money. So, why is the table vibrating?
People make,
Was it? Are you getting a ring over
maybe.
There?
People tend to make other people uncomfortable when they're not complying. Like, even if you say, no, I don't really want a beer. Come on. Like, we just don't allow people to be, oh, well, then you must be, were you an alcoholic? Did you stop? It's so very prying and invasive. And I think we really just want to be here, too. But you feel inside yourself that something's maybe bad or maybe unacceptable to a group. There's an uncomfortable time to bring a lot of things up as the childhood traumas and things, but you don't know the people you meet, what they've suffered. And it's okay to use the words. A lot of victims, a lot of people feel like they don't get to, or that they can't, or that they'll be judged for. I have not cared what people thought of me in a long time, but I not cared in an angry way and in a way that was un...
I think that's where I was getting at. Because I did care about what people... I don't anymore.
Right.
I
mean, to a point.
It took me to my 60s to think, I don't give a crap what anybody thinks.
But in junior high, people that are still my friends now, well, God, they were what they thought was everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you come from this super abusive, like a home, and you want to, if you move, you just want to be a different person. But you have nothing to fill in where you were or what you did and you're different than others. So, you know, they say, you were a strange kid. And you say, I was never a child, never.
Right.
And it changes their perspective, but you don't tell them when you're young because people treat you poorly then, you know, and you don't want that kind of sympathy. So really just trying to go through my life and look at...
You had to grow up pretty quick, though.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very.
I mean, just from what you told me today, and you don't have to share anything, but I know you had to grow up really
quick. I was
quick.
Born grown up almost.
Yeah, I would say, really.
And that's weird. And now I kind of enjoy things like a child. That's why it's hard to rein it in or dial it in, because I want to love people. I want to experience things. I want to do things. That was not a luxury I had.
Well, you're not modest by any shade of the imagination.
No.
Not afraid. And you know, that's important. For me, I've gotten my in my later years, I mean, that's why I'm not working at Pirate Radio anymore, because I called the boss out on his bullshit. Before, I wouldn't ever.
I would never
call a boss out on bullshit. You
right.
know? But I've had bosses that have asked me my opinion, and then I would tell them.
Right.
You know.
Well, then I always say that, too. If you don't want to know, don't ask me.
Yeah, I like to use that.
I do try to keep things really negative to myself unless it affects me personally. You know what I mean? But,
right.
But if you ask me, oi, and I'll give you one chance, too, like, do you really want to know? Because I think that that's important.
Well, see, for me, I feel like I've finally earned that right to do. And I don't know that it's the right thing. I don't really care. If you tell me that chair over there is purple, I'm going to tell you, you're full of shit.
See, and I won't. I'll just be like, right on, purple, move on. Like, I'm going to have the arguments that I know no one's going to hear. Why even bother? Why converse? Why to try to grow with people who don't feel like it?
Maybe I'm anxious for a fight. I don't know.
Ooh, is that what you guys do in the trunk?
In the back of the car.
Circle back. Did you see that circle? I made
no,
it. That was
no, but the
brilliant.
Windows do get steamy.
No, they do. They must be playing a movie next door.
Oh, I love when they got a movie on somewhere and I can get in the car with somebody.
But you never know how intense someone's life is, you know. So
we're getting the peace sign.
Two. That must mean two.
Yeah, it does.
It's a two.
We'll be back in two and two.
Two and 42, yeah. Oh, she's eyeing us now. Oi.
All right, so here we are. It's Mail Encounters of the Life Kind. You can email me at mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com for any questions, comments. You can ask
concerns.
Barbie questions. I will. What'd you say?
Concerns.
And I will get questions to Barbie. We are going to have a phone. I got some of the stuff downloaded today, so the phone number will be back shortly. Hopefully, well, it won't be by the end of the month because today is the end of the freaking month.
It is today,
but,
huh?
Yeah. But I have had the ladies from Felk giving me, like, when are we going to get a phone?
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, and, you know, they have a big fan club.
And you so, would be Male Encounters of the Life Kind on Facebook?
Encounters of the Life Kind on Facebook. Sure. That is correct.
Check that out.
Yeah, please do. Because there's pictures on there. Matter of fact, we need to take some pictures. I think Julie's getting her phone out now to do that very thing.
I mean, you would have a beautiful guest. You get pictures of Ken and not your beautiful guest.
I don't.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Nobody. Bumping mics.
Yeah, don't make obscene stuff with the microphone. All right. Well, listen,
it tastes like cat hair a little bit.
I want to say I don't get that.
The microphone.
I know. Tastes like cat hair.
Well, I mean, just the texture. Oh. I don't know. Did you taste it? I tasted it.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I've been slapped in the face with a lot of stuff, and I can add a dick to that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Me too.
A fake one.
I like. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I like the real thing myself. But.
Yeah. Not me. No. Well, we can discuss that later.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah, we better get this over with. All right, well, listen.
We better get this over with.
So.
Wow.
I'm not that quick normally.
Okay. That's what they always
so many
say.
Joke.
Let's go. Let's just go.
Okay, no.
She's going to do it.
But thank you. And
thank you,
yeah, you can go ahead and turn us up.
Thank you so much.
And let's get your podcast started too. I want to produce your podcast. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So
I
let's get it
do
done.
Some Ken stuff.
Julie, thank you so much for running sound.
Thanks for phasing us out.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.